Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Iruvin Daf Ayin Beis. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We will begin today's shiur 10 lines from the top at the Mishnah. Before we learn the Mishnah, let us glance at the side under our Nosei, our topic heading. And we note Ad Omid Beis that this Nosei, this topic continues till Omid Beis, Chamesh Chaburois Betraklin. In order to appreciate this, we would look at diagram 28 in the Pirush Chai that you'll find on page 142. Five groups of people in a traken, in a large room, she'roitzin le'arev im sha'ar botim b'chotzer. This large room opens to a courtyard, and the people there want to join together with other houses, other apartments that open into this courtyard. She'elas mafteach, the key question is, ma mehave chiluk rishuyos bein hachaburos betraklin? What constitutes the division of the traklin, division of the domain, which would thereby create separateness on the part of the different people living in the traklin? In other words, if the traklin had no dividers, it was just one dwelling with a lot of people in it, so then they would represent only one entity vis-a-vis the contribution to the Eruv. So what constitutes a division of that traklin to create separate entities? One possibility is a masipas. Masipas is a low twig type fence or division. A second possibility is a mechitzas asora, a 10 tefah high wall, mechitzos shein magios litikra, a divider, a wall that doesn't reach the ceiling, and an additional realm would be mechitzos hamagios latikra. That's a wall or a divider that reaches the ceiling, a complete division. You can see these different types of dividers illustrated in the different illustrations in the Pirush Chai. You have in picture 31, for example, you have a mechitza asora. In picture 32, you would have an example of a mechitza hamagios latikra. Let us now turn to the Mishnah. Five groups of people that accepted Shabbos, that spent Shabbos in a traklin, a large room, a hall, if you will, and they need to make an eruv with other people that share the courtyard. Beishamai Omrim Eruv L'chol Chabura V'chabura. Again, we're focusing on the traklin. So Beishamai says there would be a need for a separate Eruv for each group in the traklin. Beishamai Omrim Eruv Echad L'kulon. One Eruv would suffice, one portion of food contributed on their part would be enough. Umoidim, there is agreement. Bizman Shemitzosan Shruyin B'chadoran Oy Baalios, when part of the people of the groups are in rooms and others are in second or in attics or second stories, Shein Tzrichin Eruv L'chol Chabura V'chabura. Then there would be need for a separate contribution for each group. In other words, a separate rooms, an attic constitutes division, separateness. We now encounter a diamond marking, and on the side of the one under the Mivneh, we've indicated that this diamond, which is accompanied by an Aleph and Beis, as you can see, are Shnei Lishonois Barav Nachman, Mosai Cholkim Beishamai Beisilel Bamishnah, two versions of Rav Nachman as in explaining under what circumstances Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue. Omar Rav Nachman, Machlokes b'Mesipas. The Machlokes between Beis Shammai, who requires a separate Eruv, the Chol Chabur v'Chabur, and Beis Hillel says one is enough, that is true if the groups are divided by a Masipas, which is, Rashi says, Mechitzen Nemucha Shel Chatichas Eitzim, a low fence made of pieces of wood. Beis Hillel, under those circumstances, that's not a real division, and one Eruv, one contribution would be enough for all of them in the traklin. Avol, b'mechitza asora, if you have a wall, albeit a low wall, but it's a wall, not just a twig fence, but a mechitza measuring 10 tvochim. The point is, it has a height of 10 tvochim. A mesipas is a low, much lower division. A mechitza sora, illustration 31. Divrei hakol, even Beis Hillel holds eruv lechol chabura v'chabura. Separate eruv would be required for each group within each division. Iko diamri. Another version is Omar Rav Nachman, af b'mesipas b'machlokis. Af b'mesipas, even in the case of mesipas, there is a machlokis. The Rashi on this second line under the Gemara, af b'mesipas machlokis, delo temo b'shamai b'mechitza asura hu da'asri uva mesipas modu. Don't think that Beis Shammai says separate contribution is needed only if there's a mechitza v'asora, but in the case of a mesipas, Beis Shammai would agree. Elo afilu b'mesipas nami asri. Rather, even in the case of the mesipas, they would require a separate contribution for each group. We continue in the Gemara. Pligi bo Rav Chiyo v'Rebbi Shimon v'Rebbi. You'll notice we have double underlinings. These are two additional opinions or ways of presenting the Machloikes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Chan Omar, one of these two, you have Rav Chiyo and versus Rav Shimon v'Rebbi, one says, Machlokes b'mechitzas hamagias l'tikra, that the machlokes exists only then, in illustration 32, where the division reaches the ceiling, a total division between the groups in the traklin. Avol mechitzas she'ein magias l'tikra, if the mechitza does not reach the ceiling, divrei hakol, everybody, even Beis Shammai says, eruv echad l'kulan, that one eruv is sufficient. V'chad Omar machloikes mechitzas she'ein magias l'tikra. This is the more machmir version of the two, or more machmir opinion of these two, says that the machloikes appears or exists only when the mechitzas don't reach the ceiling. Avol mechitzas magias l'tikra, divrei hakol, even Beis Hillel will tell you, tzrichin eruv l'chol chabura v'chabura. You'll need a separate Eruv for each group, according to, as we said, everybody. We continue on Omid Beis, Meisvei. We have a Tanaic source, and this source is raised in light of the different opinions we just saw. We had double underlinings of two opinions here on Omid Aleph. So now we have a source. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Hasabor. Now the word Hasabor, it means the one who is wise, who knows how to say the analytical Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says, Al Shem Hurfe Kor Lehocha, because he was sharp, he had this title attached to his name. So Omar Rabbi Yehuda Asaba Loi Nechliku Beis Shamay Beis Hillel Al Mechitzos Hamagios LeTikra Shetzuchin Eruv L'Chol Chabura B'Chabura. There will be no argument in a case where the mechitzos reach the roof that you'll need a separate contribution for each group. Alma Nechliku Al Mechitzos She'ein Magios LeTikra. The machlokis arises only when the mechitzos don't reach the tikra. It's then Shebeis Shammai Omrim Eruv L'chol Chabura V'Chabura, and Beis Hillel says Ubeis Hillel Omrim Eruv Echad L'Kulan. Now, at that source having been presented, we now analyze the shitos we just saw on the bottom of Omid Aleph. Leman de Omar v'mechitzos hamagios l'tikra machlokes. According to the first opinion that we saw on Omid Aleph, the more makil opinion that said that when the mechitza reaches the ceiling, there is a machlokes, naming that Beis Hillel will tell you one eruv is enough. Tiyufta, this source is a repudiation of that opinion, because here we have a Tanaic source that says that in the case of Magios Latikra, there is no argument. You can see on the top line here, we dashed underline Lo Nechliku in that case. Ulaman di Omar b'mechitzos she'ein Magios Latikra machloikes. According to the second opinion on Omid Aleph of the double underlines, that said that the machlokis appears when the machitzas don't reach the ceiling. So, siyata, this source says exactly that. And we dashed underline in the middle of this source, alma nechliku, when is there a machlokis? Ein magios l'tikra. That matches what the number two double underline of Omid Aleph had said. We continue now with the two versions of Rav Nachman that we saw on Omid Aleph. Lahach lishna di Omar Rav Nachman machloikes b'mesipas. According to the version of Rav Nachman that said the machlokes beis Hillel and beis Shammai is when you have this very low twig dividers, but in a case of a mechitza, beis Hillel is moide that you need. Is moiter that you'll need a separate contribution. Tiyufta, this source is a repudiation. Because in this source, it says if you have a mechitza, so Beis Hillel is still at odds with Beis Shammai. So let's go over this point again. According to the Aleph version of Rav Nachman that we had on Omid Aleph, the first diamond, the only time there's a machloikis is if there's just a masipas, but if there is a mechitza of any kind, a wall of any kind, so Beis Hillel is moide that there is division, separate eruv. In this source, we saw mechitza referred to, and it said that Beis Hillel is in disagreement with Beis Shammai, maintaining that one contribution is still enough. Lahach lishna di Omar Rav Nachman af b'mesipas machlokes. According to the Beis version of Rav Nachman, that said, even in the case of mesipas, there is a machlokes. Lema teheve tiyufta. Should this source represent a repudiation of that? If we take a look at the Rashi, you'll notice there's a Rashi on the fourth line from the top. A little star is placed there. Mi lema de teheve ha tiyuvte. Should we say that this source is a repudiation? De kotoni b'mechitzas hu depligi. In this Tanaic source at the top, it said that when you have walls, a mechitza, there is a machlokes. Ha b'mesipas modu. It would imply that if there was a mere mesipas type division, so Beis Shammai would concede to Beis Hillel that one contribution is enough. And yet, Rav Nachman was saying that if there's a Masipas, so there is a Machloikis. So is this source, in fact, a repudiation of Rav Nachman Beis, the second diamond Rav Nachman? Omar Loch Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman will answer. Pligi b'mechitza. They argue, Beisham Evitzel argue in the case of Mechitza, as it says in the source. V'wadin b'mesipas. And likewise in the case of Mesipas, as Rav Nachman said, where Beis Shammai would say the Mesipas is a divider, and Beis Hillel saying no. V'hai dekom mifligi b'mechitza, in this source that features the machlokes, even though you're dealing with a mechitza, l'hodiacha koichon de Beis Hillel, to show us the strength or how far Beis Hillel goes, that even though there's a mechitza, as long as it doesn't reach the roof, one donation, one contribution to the Eruv is enough. To show us how far Beis Hillel goes in their leniency. The Gemara asks, well, if, as you said, that this source acknowledges a machlokas in the case of Masipas as well, so why not say it? V'liflegi b'Masipas, why not state the machlokas Beisham Beis Hillel regarding Masipas, with the intent of l'hodiach ha-koychon de Beis Shammai, to show how far Beis Shammai goes in their stringency in requiring a separate division for each group. So, again, why choose to present the machlokas concerning Mechitza? The Gemara answers, Koyach de Teira Odif, the opportunity to show an extreme leniency is of greater interest, greater concern to us. Because in order to be lenient, you have to be able to bring proof, to bring proofs to your point of view. And therefore, the chance to show a point of an extreme point of leniency is of greater interest to us. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav, Halacha k'Rav Yehuda Hasabor. The Halacha will follow his teaching that in the case of Mechitzas Hamagias Letikra, everyone agrees, even Beis Hillel agrees, that a separate contribution from each group will be necessary. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Masnisen Nami Daika. Careful reading of the Mishnah will show this to be the case as well. And you'll have to note that we have a long point that we just started. So by careful reading of the Mishnah, we will see this as well. Dekotoni, it taught in the Mishnah, Umoidim bizman shemiktsosan shriyin bechadorim ubaliois shetzrichin eruv lechol chabura vechabura. Beis Hillel concedes that if there are, some of the groups are in rooms and some are in aliyos, you need a separate contribution for each group. My chadorim, my aliyos. What do those terms mean? He lemo chadorim equals chadorim mamish. Means rooms or houses, rooms or apartments that were not attached ever. The aliyos equals aliyos mamish. Literally second stories. Then pshita, it's obvious, they're totally separate. They need, each group would need to contribute. I don't need a Tanaic source, especially a Mishnah, to spell out that which is obvious. El olav, ka'in chadorim, ka'in alios. Rather, a traklin that's divided in a fashion that would be like a total division. O mainu, what is referred to? What is that? What does it mean? Mechitzas hamakios the tikra, divisions in the traklin that reach the roof. That's considered a major type division, a significant type divider. And under that, those circumstances, Beis Hillel concedes you need a separate contribution from each group, and that's what Rav had paskin like. Before we continue in the Gemara, let us glance at the side where we have a topic heading. Hevdel bedin im b'nei hatraklin mevien ha'eruv lamokom acher b'chotzer o shachirim mevien eruvan latraklin. We're going to deal with the eruv, where the eruv is placed. Are the other members of the courtyard bringing their eruv to the traklin, or the members of the traklin are placing their Eruv somewhere outside the traklin. So our Gemara. Tana. Vameh Devorim Amurim. Under what circumstances do Beis Shammai mention their restriction, meaning their stringency, that a separate contribution is needed by each member of the traklin? That's where they bring their food contribution to another place in the courtyard, another one of the houses in the courtyard. If the other members of the courtyard bring their food contribution to the traklin, then even Beis Shammai will say that one Eruv is enough. Keman azlo ha desanya. At this point in the Gemara, we're going to have the question is, like whom does the following go? And we should have noted a little earlier that we're learning a piece of Gemara that has two lishonos to it, and that's illustrated by the Roman numerals 1 and 2 that you see to the left-hand side of the Gemara text. So the Gemara is asking the following Tanaic source. We want to know, like whom does it go? And the choice being Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai. So it says, Chamisha Shigovu Eseiruvan, Shemolichin Eseiruvan Lomokom Achir, Eruv Echod Lekulan. 5 groups that contributed to an Eruv. When they bring their Eruv to another place, then each group has to make a separate contribution. Now, this source would parallel the case of 5 groups that live in a traklin, and they bring their Eruv to a different place in the chutzer, so one Eruv is one Eruv, when they bring their Eruv to another place, one Eruv is enough. So Keman, who would that follow? Kebeis Hillel. That would be like Beis Hillel. In other words, in the source just before, we were featuring Shitas Beis Shammai. When do they say that you need a separate contribution from each group? That's when it's brought Lamokom Achir. And under those circumstances, Beis Hillel was arguing with Beis Shammai, saying that one contribution would have been enough. So this source parallels Beis Hillel, that even though it's brought to a Mokom Achir, one contribution is enough. The Ika the Amri. Now we have another version of what we just learned. It says, Bamed Devorim Amurim, when is it that Beis Hillel is Mekil and says one contribution is enough? Kishoya Eruv Bo Etzlon, when the Eruv is brought to the traklin. If the members of the traklin bring their Eruv to another place, then Divrei HaKol, even Beis Hillel agrees, Tzrichin Eruv L'chol Chabura V'chabura. Keman az Laha Desanya. And then we have the same Tanaic source that we saw before, where we highlighted the term Mokam Acher with a diamond. So we want to know, who does that source go like in light of this version? So it said, Chamisha Shigavu Eseiruvan, Kishemolichin Eseiruvan Lokum Achir, Eruv Echad Lekulan. So here you have an example of 5 groups having, 5 groups of people where they created an Eruv, and they bring their Eruv to a Mokum Achir. It says here that one quantity of food contribution is enough for all 5 groups, even though the Eruv is brought to a Mokom Achir. Keman, Delo Kechad, this would go like none of the Shitas, neither Beis Hillel nor Beis Shammai. Ho'achin Shehoyu Oichlin Al Shulchan Avihen. You have a family, brothers, that ate by their father's table. And in this scenario, you have the brothers, you have their father, and you have other people living in a chotzer, in a common courtyard. Now these brothers slept b'yishenim b'voteim, and they slept in their own homes. Tzrichin Eruv L'chol Echad Ve'echad. If they want to create an Eruv with the other members of the Chatzer, so each brother will have to make a separate contribution. L'fikach, im shochach echod mehem v'lo irev, if one of them forgot to make the contribution, so mevatel es rishiso, there will be the need for a renouncement of ownership if you want to preserve some type of, some level of heter in this courtyard. Amosai, so when is this? Bizman shemalichin eruvon b'mokim acher. That's when the eruv, when they bring their eruv contribution to another part of the chotzer, another one of the houses in the chotzer. Im hoyo eruv ba etzlon, if the eruv was brought to them, oy she'ein imoyim diyurin b'chotzer, or there are no other outsiders, no other non-family, non-brothers in this chotzer, then it's just the father and the brother and the and his sons. Einon tzrichin la'arev, then there's no need for an eruv. The Gemara wants to come to a conclusion regarding a topic that's debated on what is the cause or the goreim, the causative factor for separateness in this topic. Is it the place of eating or the place of sleeping? So the Gemara asks, Shamis mino mokom lino goreim? Should we conclude from here that the mokom lino, where they sleep, is what is the causative factor? And what do we mean by that? So we look at Rashi, Shamis mino mokom lino goreim di havu yeshenim bebeis avihen. Had they been sleeping in their father's house? Afilu molichin eruvon lamokom acher, even if the eruv was placed in another dwelling, lo havu tzrichin laruve elo avihem, only their father would have needed to make a contribution. And if you were to conclude mokom lino goreim, v'neimotevi tufte derav, let us then say then this Mishnah would be a repudiation of Rav. The Omer LeKamon Bishmaitin, who says later on in the Perek, in the later in the Masechta, Mokom Pito Goreim. Rav says that the place of eating is the causative, the main factor. Vareelu Ochlin Beveis Avihem. And in our Mishnah we saw that they were eating together with their father, V'chashvinon Lehu Chalukin. And they were considered separate. So that according to our Mishnah, it would seem that the reason that a separate Eruv is necessary is because they slept in separate locations. Had they been sleeping together by their father, then even in the case that the Eruv was brought to another part of the Chotzer, only one contribution would be enough. And that would run against the approach, the Shita of Rav. The Gemara answers, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, b'mekable pras shonu. The Mishnah that says here, Oichlen al shulchan aviem, is not that they literally eat together with their father in the same place, but rather it means they receive portions from their father's home. So that in our Mishnah, the fact that they would have to make a separate contribution in the event that the eruv is brought to another location does not repudiate Rav. Just to review the main point, that's because that in our Mishnah we don't have in our Mishnah they in fact are eating in separate places. Before we continue in the Gemara, we look at the side under our Nosei topic heading. We've written Eze Mivnim Mechaiven Hashutfis Be'eruv Chatzeros, regarding what kind of structures, the Mechaiven Hishtatfus, we have to read that, which type of structures require you to contribute toward the Eruv. So the source, Tana Rabbanan, Mi Shiyesh Lo, Beis Shar Sadra Umirpesis Bechotzer Chavero. Someone who has any one of these kinds of structures. A Beis Shar is a type of gatehouse, and Achsadra is a type of open porch. Mirpesis is a balcony, and that is in someone else's chotzer. Hare ze ein oser olav. That type of structure doesn't impose any restriction. It's considered a non-dwelling entity. Now we have other structures. Beis hateven, beis habokor, beis ha'etzim, ubeis ha'otzoros. These kind of structures, a hay storage facility, or a beis habokor, where animals, an animal stalls, or a wood storage facility, or another type of warehouse facility, a beis ha'otzoros, a place where people store things. Hare ze oser olav. The fact that one of these things is present in a chotzer, in a chotzer where there are other dwellings, so these would impose a restriction. They're considered, for our purposes, they're considered a type of dwelling. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Oser Lamokom Diro Bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda is much more lenient, and he says the only type of structure that imposes a restriction and hence the need to contribute would be a dwelling. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Now again, Mokom Diro means where people dwell. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa beben Napcha shehoyu lo chamesh chatzeros beUsha. He owned five courtyards in the city of Usha. Ubo Maisa lefnei chachamim viomru. His case came to the attention of the Chomim, and they said, Eino Oser Elo. We just skip the brackets for a moment to keep the flow of the reading. He says, Eino Oser Elo Mokom Dira. The only situation, only thing that imposes an Eruv requirement is a place of dwelling. Let's read that line again now with the brackets. The sages said in the case of Ben Napcha, that Eino Oser Elo Beis Dira Bilvad. The only thing that would impose a need to contribute to an Eruv is a house. A Beis Dira is a house, a structure designed for living. So, Beis Dira Sakadech, do you mean to say literally a house? Elo Mokon Dira, a place of dwelling. So now the question is, my Mokom Dira, and this is the topic at hand. We have this indicated on the side. My Mokom Dira, Rav says Mokom Achilo, and Shmuel says Mokom Lino. So according to Rav, the Rav Omar, we continue at the top of Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Mokom Pita. Pita is from where? Pas, bread. It's where people eat. That is what would cause separateness and need to contribute to the Eruv. Ushmuel Omar Mokim Lina, a place where people sleep. Mesve, we have a Tanaic source, and you'll see how this is brought in as a kasha. Haroyim Vahakaitzin, these are people that work in the fields, we'll say, outdoors. And their mokom achilo, the place that they eat, is in town. They eat in the city. Haroyim v'kaitzim v'burganin v'shomrei peros. Roim are shepherds. Kaitzim are people that are engaged in drying fruits, drying figs. The figs are dried by spreading them out in the fields. And the burganin are people that dwell in huts that are outside of the city. And shomrei peros are guards of fruits. Bizman shedarkon lolin b'ir, when it's the custom for them to sleep in town, harehein ka'anshei ho'ir, they have the definition of anshei ho'ir. They're considered a part of the city, and this has ramifications for their Shabbos Tchum. Bizman Shidarkon Lolin Basode, Yesh Lohem Alpayim Lecholuach. When they sleep in the fields, then their Shabbos Tchum is defined by where they sleep. So you see from here that what is the factor that establishes a person's location, it's where he sleeps. So this would be a problem for Rav's approach to defining a person's location. The Gemara answers, Hosam Anan Sadi, there we bear witness, the Imam Tuluhu Rifta, Hosam Tfei Nichaluhu. If they would be served their meals, or food would be brought to them there, where they sleep, so they would like that even more. So that this is not conclusive. This source doesn't show in a conclusive fashion that a person's place is where he sleeps, but rather where he sleeps is where he would prefer to be located with regard to his meals as well. We continue. Omar Rav Yosef, Lo Shmi Li Ha Shmaitza. Rav Yosef had been ill at a certain point in his life, and he forgot a great deal of his learning. And regarding this, he says, I did not hear this teaching of Rav, that Mokom Pito Goreim. Omar Le Abaye, At Amris Nihalon Ve'aho Amris Nihaloni. Rabaye reminds Rav Yosef and says, you, in fact, said it unto us, and you said it in the following context. And just, we should note that this is a long response on the part of Abaye to Rav Yosef, hence we have a long marking. He says, we have a Tanaic source. This is Abaye speaking to Rav Yosef, Ho'achin shoyu ochlim al shulchan avien, our Mishnah, that said that you had brothers, sons of a person that were eating al shulchan avien, v'yashenim bebot tehen, and they sleep in separate homes, in the same courtyard. Tzrifin eruv l'chol echad ve'echad. Each one of these brothers has to make a separate contribution. Ve'amrinon l'chol. And we asked you, Shma mino mokum lino gorim. Should we conclude from here that a person's location is defined by where he sleeps? Ve'amris lon alo. And you, Rav Yosef, said concerning this. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Rav. Ve'mekabli pras shanu. The brothers here were not only sleeping in separate homes, but they were eating in separate homes. And that which it says, Oichlam Ashuchan Avin, that they were eating by their father, it meant that they were receiving portions from their father's house. They were receiving portions that they brought to their own separate locations. So you see from this that Rav Yosef was at an earlier point in time was quite aware of Shitas Rav, that Mokom Pita Goreim. With that, before we conclude, just let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.